This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McPhee. Protests have continued, some violent, and new ones have sprouted up in the United States despite the arrest of the white police officer who held his knee on the neck of a black man who died in police custody. It was announced that Derek Chauvin has been charged with murder and the death of 46-year-old George Floyd. In the announcement, it was stated that the video camera footage that sparked the national outcry was evidence that contributed to the arrest. The cell phone footage showed Floyd repeatedly moaning and gasping while he pleaded to Chauvin, kneeling on his neck, "Please, I can't breathe." After several minutes, Floyd gradually grows quiet and ceases to move. Chauvin and three fellow officers at the scene were fired Tuesday from the Minneapolis Police Department. If convicted, Chauvin faces up to 25 years in prison on the murder charge. In addition, it's anticipated that the other officers would be charged. The number of deaths globally from COVID-19 is approximately 365,000, and in the U.S., the figure approaches 103,000. And the number of confirmed infections approaches a new milestone in the United globally. That's 6 million and 1.7 million in the United States. Health officials say that they're seeking to inform mass numbers of unknown people after a person who attended a crowded pool party over Memorial Day weekend in Missouri, that's one person tested positive for COVID-19. The official said that there has been no reported case of the virus linked to coronavirus in residents of Camden County, where the party seen on videos and photos posted on social media actually took place. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.